Rav Menachem Goldstein, Mitzvah Torah, 19.
On Maharal.
I guess we're on Dalit.
We continue on Maharal, Perek Dalet, and he continues to expand the importance of learning to on the world and for the person, and that's a USB to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and why lack of it is lack on the level of the Talmud Chochem. And now he's continuing speaking about the benefit for the whole generation about by the Torah. כבר התבהר למעלה כי הלילה הוא הסתלקות העולם הזה הגשמי ועיקר העולם הזה הוא ביום. So he's saying that already was explained before that the lila is like what we do on the night, we are sleeping. Yes, that's why he's describing that as הסתלקות העולם הזה. Means it's lack. We are not working. We are not functioning. We are not affecting. And the main of this world, okay, the main of this world is on the day. אבל בלילה נחשב כאילו העולם הזה בטל. ולכך מיוחד הלילה אל התורה. So that's interesting. Yes, you're saying there are many sources on Chazal about the high level of learning Torah during the night. ובפרק ב' החגיגה, אומר יש לוקיש, כל העוסק בתורה בלילה הקדוש ברוך הוא משך עליו חוט של חסד ביום, שנאמר, יומם יצווה השם חסדו, ובלילה שירו עמי. So this is Moron Chagige, which is saying in name of יש לוקיש. יש לוקיש was like the head of group of falangot, of bandits, yes, shodedim, robbers, and he became Baal Tshuva, Chavrus of Rabbi Yochanan, and he became very high level after he came back and learned.
He said when he learned the Torah, the mountain shook.
Yes, yes. So he came, and he was saying that everyone that is busy with the Torah on the night, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is giving him also like on chut shel chesed. That means something which might be explained afterwards, but means a special connection, like chut. Chut means a string between him and the Kodesh Baruch Hu of mercy to help him on during the day. Shenemar yomam yitzaveh Hashem chasdo ve'belayla shiro imi. During the day, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help me, and on the night, I'm singing his songs, his Torah with him. איקה דאמרי, עומר יש לוקיש, כל העוסק בתורה בעולם הזה שדומה ללילה, קדוש ברוך הוא מושך עליו חוט של חסד בעולם הבא, שנאמר יומם יצווה חסדו. So the second interpretation is not day and night, is עולם הזה and עולם הבא. עולם הזה means that we will learn during these days, so that will bring him חוט של חסד, the string of mercy, on Olam Abba. The same possible. So we must understand also that on time of Chazal, of the Gemara, people haven't been walking during the nights. They started their day of walking by the light, by the sun rising, and they went off to sleep during the nights because wasn't lights on the streets like we have electricity and nothing, okay? So they had to use to follow the nature, okay? Mm-hmm. So person that instead of going to sleep is making effort to continue learning, that special preference, okay? So what will happen these days? So if person can be also learning at his home during the evening, of course that's a very good level and recommended, very good. Okay, let's say is continue to learn 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then it's that depends. Why? Because if he will be waking up on 10 o'clock morning instead of time of shachis, so he missed mitzvah seseh d'orayis of kriyat shema bizmana, he missed tefillah beminyan, he missed shachis. Mm-hmm. So that's already not recommended. Yes. So that's even might be Eitz of Yetzerore. Sometimes Yetzerara sees that he cannot block the person from learning, so he's trying to convince him, okay, sit the whole night, learn during the whole night. Why? Because he knows that tomorrow he will be, he won't be able to learn nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's not good advice. Yes, I'm not speaking about Erev Shvuah. This is a special time that for many reasons to learn during the night of Erev Shvuah, but why normally? But I must admit that on Olam HaYeshivos, you can see that many Bachurim, I'm speaking the world that you are not so familiar, like major yeshivas like Chevron and Ponyvesh and things like that. Mm-hmm. Many Bachurim are learning on 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. There was once at hospital, at Rabbit. That's a hospital at Tel Aviv. Mm-hmm. That was there, two couples. That was department for kids. So two parents were sitting with their kids because their kids had the infection or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you know, one was a Haredi couple, and the other one was not religious at all. So darkness, quiet, and people starting to speak. Mm-hmm. And they are in the same situation. So the Chiloni is influenced by all the propaganda of the media. Mm-hmm. And he is asking the Haredi father, I see you, I speak with you, I see you're a good person. Mm-hmm. But how can you speak? Why the Bachurim likes to run away from the army, to do fun, instead of helping the Am Yisrael, helping the state? Mm-hmm. So the Haredi father answered him, you know, we believe that everything that occurred to Am Yisrael, that depends how many mitzvahs and Torah we are learning. Mm-hmm. He brought him proofs from Torah, from Nevi'im, from Chazal. Mm-hmm. So he said that you are not learning. You're just saying you're going to yeshivas, but the students are eating, drinking coffee, and making fun and not learning. Mm-hmm. They want. So he said, not true. Students are learning much more than your groups, yeah. Your community, yes? Yeah. They are learning more than 8 hours a day, sometimes 12 hours a day. Yeah. So, no? Okay, so he told him they're learning.
Yes.
So darling, he said, I was told not true. So he said, what would this, do you believe that right now there are students sitting and learning? So he said, no, that's after 1 o'clock, won't be no one. Said, yes, saying, and he said, okay, so if you would see students learning after 1 o'clock, you will believe that they are not doing that for fun, just because they love the Torah and they understand the importance of the Torah. I said, yes. Okay, so I said, okay, let's take a taxi. So when they decided already to go to Ponyvesh from Rabin, it was 1:45, 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yes? So the Haredi said, I was afraid, we decided about 10 students. I was afraid that we'll be there 5, 6. They came here, were almost 50 students learning loudly, and like with the whole Gemara, with the whole their efforts, yes, singing the Gemara.
Yeah.
He was shocked. Uh-huh. Yes, I said, see, uh-huh. Look, count. See how many students are still learning. Yes, there is place there for 800, 1,000, I don't know. But the fact that students still continue to learn with efforts, even on night, that are tired, that's proof that it's not to run away from something else, just because I appreciate the Torah. And he accepts it. Okay, let's continue. Now the Maharal is coming to interpret it as usually the Ma'amar Chazal. Omnam ha-Ma'amar hazeh ba le-hodiy ki ikar hanagat ha-mtziyut hu ba-yom shebo ha-or. Saying the main purpose of this paragraph of Chazal is coming to announce that major the existence or ruling of the reality is ביום, during the day שבו האור, אבל בלילה שהוא חושך הכל בטל. And during the night that everything is like darkness, it's like canceling the material world. ולכך ראוי התורה הלילה לתורה. That's why the night is suitable for Torah. ולכך אמרו, that's why חזל said, כאשר הוא עוסק בתורה, when a person is busy with the Torah בלילה, הקדוש ברוך הוא משך עליו חוט של חסד ביום. כי בזה נראה כי הוא עוסק בתורה בזמן שרואי לתורה. Because the preference of the night is to show that he's busy with the Torah on the times that is suitable for the Torah. כי התורה העיקר שלה הוא החסד. Now it's interesting. Saying the major point of the Torah is the chesed. Chesed is like mercy, almost. Yes? Helping others. כדכתיב, ותוירס חסד הלשונה. ואמרו לזכונם לברכה, התורה תחילתה גמילות חסדים, וסופה גמילות חסדים. So there is inner connection between having pity and mercy on others and helping others to the Torah. And how will Chazal prove that? By seeing the how the Torah starts and ends. On the beginning, it said, כמו שביארנו בנתיב גמילות חסדים. Okay, so I will tell you the Gemara on Sotah. He's saying that on Parshas Bereishis, Kudish Bochu was taking care for Adam Rishon. Why all everything was created before the sixth day of Adam Rishon? Because they wanted to prepare the world for him, that he will have food, plants, vegetables, fruits, everything, yes? Sun, water, everything which is needed for to exist, to survive. And afterwards, for example, it said that he was hiding himself on the forest because it was shame after Chet Adam Rishon. So Kodesh Bochu made him special clothes, it said. There are some opinions what it was made of, but he made him special clothes. So the Kodesh Bochu is taking care for this sinner, yes? And the end of the whole Chamisha Chumashim says that Vayikbor Oto Bagai, the Kodesh Bochu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So that starts and ends with Gmilus Chasadim. What, you know what's Gmilus Chasadim? Gmilus Chasadim is much more than helping others. Why? That there is that something that he cannot return back to you. Gmilus. You are showing him as if you are, he is making you favors, that he is permitting you to help him.
Yes?
Someone that passed away, someone else is participating on his burial, he won't be able to return back. He died already. Yes? That's Gmilus Chasadim. That's why you see on the cars of the Chevre Kadisha, Gmilut Chasadim Gachsha, Gmilut Chasadim Shelemes. Yes, that cannot be written. Okay, and כי התורה היא הטוב הגמור, ולכך היא תורת חסד הוא הטוב הגמור. So because the Torah is a completeness of goodness, that's why the Torah's חסד is a completeness of goodness. ולכך אמר, שמשך אליו חוט של חסד. That's why that it's pulling on him like string of mercy from heaven. כי היום שהוא כולו אורה, ראוי שיהיה נמצא בו החסד. ולכך הקדוש ברוך הוא משך אליו חוט של חסד ביום. ולעיקא דאמרי, according to the second opinion, כאשר עוסק בתורה בעולם הזה שהוא עולם גשמי, ואם כל זה דבק בתורה, when person is busy also learning Torah on this world, which is a material world, and even that he has to take care to have incomes, to make incomes for his survivor, so still is learning, נראה בזה, that's proof שיש לאדם זה דבקות גמור בתורה שהוא הטוב. That this person is totally attached to the Torah, which is a goodness. הוא מסולק מן הגשמי, and is separated from the materiality. ולכך משך עליו חוט של חסד לעולם הבא. כלומר, שעל ידי זה יהיה לאדם זה הטוב והחסד לעולם הבא. By that, he will have all the goodness for next world. וכל זה שדבק בתורה לגמרי שיהיה טוב. והתבהר בזה כי עיקר התורה כאשר האדם נמשך אחר השכלי וגובר על הגוף הגשמי. That's proof that when the main point of the of the Torah is to be pulling himself after the wisdom and getting over the material body. וגובר על הגוף הגשמי, ומסלק אותו, ובזה נעשה אדם שכלי. It's like balance. You have to make stronger one side. Which side? The spiritual, more than the material. Why? Because it doesn't go together. You cannot, as we learned yesterday, fulfill all your desires and all your stomach to be taking care of, to have more, feed yourself like Fraser, and be also loving Torah and attached to the Torah. It doesn't go together. Yes, yesterday I had Brit Mila from Baruch Hashem from my grandson. Okay, so the Sandak was rabbi, came especially from Bnei Brak, not regular. His name was Rab Shimon Galai. Yes, he's 75, 76 years old at least. He's giving lessons on some yeshivas and is like rabbis that everyone are coming to him to ask him for brachot. Yes, because he suffered during his life. He had a car accident and he almost died, and he promised the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he will dedicate his life to teach Torah and to make people happy with the Torah if he will survive. So he is the major of 8 Koililim that my daughter working there, managing the office there. Okay, so he knows her, he appreciates her, so he came to be the Sunday. So what happened? You need any help? No. So he came there, and he is very skinny, and he was heading. We had the Brit Mila, and afterwards was turn of 50 people. I had to keep it in secret that he's coming, and 50 people came to ask him to begin for Bocher. And afterwards he wasn't willing to eat nothing. He went out with no cake, no drink, no water. I didn't know that he's doing like that. Yes, if I would know, I would prepare and force him. Yes, I ask his driver, I ask him, what happens? Why is not eating something? He said, no, he is hurried to his lesson. I said, but okay, if I would know before, I wouldn't let him. But okay, it was strange, but that's how he's behaving. That's the opposite of being addicted to eat and for food. Yes, is like, and that's sometimes there were occasions that he was giving a speech in front of students, and he was giving lessons and he danced and make them dancing and singing. So happy with him. I don't know how. Okay, let's continue. So, ואמרו זכרונם לברכה, התורה תחילתה גמילות חסדים, וסופה גמילות חסדים. On the right column. כי התורה שהטוב הגמור, לקח את תורת חסד. נראה בזה, ולעיקה דאמרי, on the left side, לעיקה דאמרי, כאשר עוסק בתורה, בעולמה זה שהוא עולם גשמי, ואם כל זה דבק בתורה, נראה בזה שיש לאדם זה דבקות גמור בתורה שהוא הטוב, הוא מסולק מן הגשמי, ולכך משך עליו חוט של חסד לעיל המוות. כלומר שעל ידי זה יהיה לאדם זה הטוב והחסד לעולם הבא, וכל זה שדבק בתורה לגמרי של הטוב. והתבהר בזה כי עיקר התורה כאשר האדם נמשך אחר שכלי וגובר על הגוף הגשמי, הוא מסלק אותו, ובזה נעשה אדם שכלי. ויותר מזה, כאשר יש לאדם מונע מצד הגשמי, שלא יעסוק בתורה עבור העוני, let's say,
the person... Like when they ran him off, did he come back?
No.
Okay.
So, let's say there is such a case that something is preventing him from learning Torah. Why? Because poverty. It's very poor, okay? And in spite of his poverty, he's challenging and trying to learn even so. V'adam omed kenegad. Monia is standing in against these disruptions, וגובר עליו, struggling that, ועוסק בתוירה, שעל ידי זה נחשב האדם שכלי גמור, כאשר מבטל גופו הגשמי. That's the highest level that can be. That even person has difficulties and suffering and is struggling to continue learning. ובמסכת סויטה, אומר רב יהודה בריידר רב חיה, כל העוסק בתוירה מתוך דוחק תפילתו נשמעת. Everyone that is busy with the Torah, even that he is poor, his prayers are accepted. שנאמר כי אם בציון ישב, בירושלים בכל לא תבכה, חנון יחונך לכל זעקיך. So there is posuk that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is helping you. And that's the next posuk, Ksiv Batrei, which is said afterwards, ונתן לכם השם לחם צר ומים לחץ. So that shows that even that Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you, special help if you are suffering from poverty, that you deserve much more siyata deshma. Ravacha bar Chanina amar en apargod nina lefanav, the doors are not blocked in front of him, shenemar velo ikanef od morecha, yes, won't block you. Rabbi Abba omer af zoichel kabel pnei ashkhina, שנאמר והיו עיניך רואות את מוריך. כבר התבאר עניין התפילה, I'm on next page י"ז, כבר התבאר עניין התפילה, כאשר השם יתברך קרוב אל האדם, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to the person, אז בקשתו נעשה. So then his request will be accepted. How do we know? That's said on חומש דבורים, או כדכתיב, ומי כל גדול אשר לו אלוקים קרובים אליו, כאשם אלוקינו בכל קוראינו אליו. Yes, so we see that there is connection, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is answering us when we are close to him. בכל קוראינו אליו, ואין לך קרוב אל השם יתברך, there isn't any other way which you are more closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu than by learning Torah, even you have monetary difficulties. Yes. שגויבר בכוח על הגשמי, even that you are struggling the material difficulties, ודבק בשכלי, and you are touch yourself to the spirituality, כי אין לך דובר שמקרב את האדם אל השם יתברך, there isn't anything which can make you more connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, רק כאשר אדם פורש מן הגשמי, but just by separating himself from materiality. ולכך, that's why, מישהו עוסק בתורה מתוך הדוחה, someone that is busy with the Torah, even that he has difficulties, שדבר זה מורה שאין לו, אין מונה לו מצרכיו הגשמיים. ואם כן, האדם הזה שכלי גמור, that's proof that this person is total spirituality. ולכך, תפילה זו נשמעת, כי השם יתברך קרוב אליו לגמרי. That's why people are going to ask rabbis, please give me bracha. Why? Because this rabbi that is learning not to make his home like palace and lot of fortune and a lot of money, he is humble and living in modest way, and is learning many hours the whole day and night, so he's challenging and struggling his monetary difficulties. So that's korov Hashem lechol korav, asher korov emet. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is closer to him more than others. Ki kasher bezura vebekocho moshel al hagashmi venochash el hadochak. When by the powerful he is controlling his material side and doesn't care even that he has difficulties, monetary difficulties, dochak means, yes. והוסיף רב אחא לומר שאין הפרגוד אינה לפניו. And רב אחא is adding that the pargod is not blocked in front of you. What's pargod? It's like curtain on the entrance. That might be, you can close it when you want to be hidden or to hide some things, okay? So sometimes there are occasions that the Kodesh Baruch Hu deciding to do a hester upon him. Hashem Yishmor, like the Holocaust, yes? So he's saying, even on such times, his prayer can be accepted. רצונו לומר, כי החומר הוא מסך המבדיל. He's explaining, because the materiality is like curtain which is separating בין השם יתברך ובין האדם הגשמי. וכאשר גובר על הגשמי ודבק בשכלי, וזה כאשר לומד תורה מתוך הדוחק, אז אין כאן מסך מבדיל כלל. כי כבר התברר כי הגשמי הוא מסך המבדיל. Because we already explained that the material, all the materiality is separating between Hashem and the person. כאשר התברר זה בכמה מקומות. וזה שאמר שאין הפרגוד נמנה לפניו. והוסיף רבי אבאו לומר שזו יכולים לקבל פני שכינה לגמרי. להיות במחיצת הקדוש ברוך הוא. כאשר הוא שכלי לגמרי והבין דברים האלו מאוד מאוד. So to interpret that in a bit, I want to tell you what the Rambam is saying on Shmoyna Prokim. Rambam was one of the major Rishonim. He lived on, let's say, Columbus time, even before. Maharal lived a few hundred years later. Okay? A different period of the history. Rishonim and Nachoinim. And the Rambam, on the Arba Prokim, he was like, he wrote a few books, not only halachic, also philosophical, like Moreh Nevuchim. And this, he has explanation for the Mishnah, and also he has Yad Chazaka, halachic, and also Shmoyna Prokim, which is Machshove, yes? And the Rambam on Shmoyna Prokim is saying that every person, when he's taking out the curtains, which are separating between him and Hashem, he can become Novi. Saying that's what said on prophets, that I'm not telling anyone to try to do that. Don't think it's so easy to do, but on his level he could write at least a description for that. So he brought proof from the prophets that they are saying that Gam Shaul Banvim, there was Bnei Anvim, Hevei Anvim, people that gather together to make spiritual works, to be closer to Hashem. Okay, so the description is like that. Let's say I will take a tablecloth, which is transparent. And I will put that among you and me. Yeah. So you see me easily and I see you easily. Yes. So, if there will be 10, you won't be clear enough. If it will be 30, I won't be able to see you through that, okay? So the Rambam is describing that the sins or the bad traits that person is doing, that like curtains which separate between him and Hashem. And the spiritual work that these prophets or students of prophets were doing is to take out the bad traits and to be more spiritual and more controlling their materiality, to have desire just for spirituality. And that's how they become closer to Hashem. Okay? To become, he's saying automatic prophets, but let's say no one won't say that these days someone can be doing like that, because it will become mad and it will be hospital. It is not like that. The best way these days is to learn Torah, do mitzvahs, do midot tovot, but not don't think that if you will fight your body, totally you will destroy your body, you will be more learning better. Even that I can't admit that the Gdolei Torah many times are not eating enough, but they are not doing that because of outside action of being like Christianity Nazirim, I don't know, just like because they want to influence the energy into spirituality, but not because they want to fight the body to suffer. Okay, so that's the same idea which is behind the Maharal, that was saying that as much as I'm more material, I'm less spiritual. As I said already, Mashi Baruch Morid Degashim. In order to retain the spirituality, you have to decrease the materiality. Then you can return the spirituality. Okay, that's for today. So I guess this.